Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And glad we made those adjustments. Players look like they got into a rhythm in the second half, and some of that comes from just waiting for Kyler maybe to try and get out of the pocket instead of going to get him in an aggressive fashion. And, you know, look, it's first game, so there's a lot of unknowns, and you haven't been back in the saddle for some of those guys in a while, so I'm glad we played ourselves through it and coached ourselves through it, but we got to be better overall in terms of affecting the quarterback and also making sure we keep contained.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Here's a stat of the day for you for the Bills defense. Patrick Moran had this one of the Talking Buffalo podcast. Pat found from PFF that Christian Benford and Rasul Douglas in this game against the Cardinals, they were targeted 3 times total.
It's amazing.
Yeah. The Cardinals did not throw it to the receivers. On the outside.
Yeah.
Benford and Douglas had the most boring days of their lives. 3 targets. Arizona did not attempt to go after the Bills starting corners in this game.
I'm looking at those numbers right now. Greg Rousseau was targeted more times in this game than Christian Benford was.
Wait. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, because he was into coverage?
They would have done a
nearest defender?
Yes. No. Some form. There was one of these plays on the final drive, but some form of blitz where Rousseau dropped into coverage. Rousseau had, by the way, the day he had 3 sacks and he had a couple of big run stops. I think on the final drive he had a pass breakup against Trey McBride.
Heck of a game.
Yeah.
Stat of the day. So, on Rousseau getting that sack for chasing Murray out of bounds.
He had 5 coverages in the game.
Should that not go as a sack? Not just for Rousseau, but for anybody. You being the closest defender when a quarterback runs out of bounds for a 1-yard loss is like when an own goal gets scored in hockey and they just give it to the last guy to touch the puck.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you got a goal. Like, some goals are hard to get.
You want to make it like the NFL equivalent of an own goal? Kind of?
Well,
an own goal sack?
What about just making it a tackle for loss?
But he also doesn't really tackle him either.
I know.
So maybe it shouldn't go on the defensive box score.
If a guy won the sack title with 11 sacks chasing a guy out of bounds, what would we think?
But hey, let's look at Greg Rousseau's highlight reel as he gets to 25 sacks, and 16 of them are just he's chasing a guy out of bounds.
Yeah, I mean, he, of course, had a great game, so I'm not trying to take anything away from him.
But should Vaughn's count? Did you see Vaughn's sack? Vaughn's was he pushed the lineman back. Kyler tripped over his own lineman.
Definitely.
So, okay, he should...
Yes.
Okay.
If I throw...
Even though he's not the one that brings Murray to the ground.
Yeah, if I throw a 300-pound item at your legs and you fall, that's a sack.
Okay.
No, I just called the tackle
but in
an
the,
item.
In the Murray, should it be subjective? In the Murray going out of bounds thing, what's the thought that, oh, if he doesn't go out of bounds here, really, Rousseau's got him. And his only escape is he's going to run out of bounds?
Well, if he's thinking straight, his escape should be to throw it away.
Right.
You'd want your quarterback to throw it away.
That's
it was
right.
A very, very small loss, so you're not going to be that upset about it. But if you run out of bounds like that for a loss of 7, you're saying, what are you doing?
I am pretty sure Sean Merriman's only sack as a Buffalo Bill was running a guy running out of bounds. Am I right on that?
Can I tell
that
you,
sounds
Joe,
right.
I'm so upset that you beat me too that I was getting ready to say.
Oh, really?
It was against the Bears? And I don't know, it might have been the preseason, might have been regular season. Sean Merriman's only sack as a Bill was chasing a guy out of bounds.
Okay, he had 2 sacks for the Bills.
Okay, I guess he had 2.
He had 2 sacks for the Bills. His first year, where are these sacks?
People don't know that lights out.
Cincinnati and Chicago.
Lights out meant chase a guy out of bounds. That's what it was about.
Yeah. Miami and Cincinnati.
Okay.
Of course, 2 sacks, not Chicago.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Bills and Dolphins coming your way Thursday. Quick week.
If Achan is banged up, by the way, we had that in the update, like he didn't practice yesterday. What is a hamstring for him? So you watch that game back? Like that dude is lightning.
So here's my quick review of Miami's offense in this game. I've got a lot to say about both Miami and Jacksonville for the game they played. Miami did what Arizona did, which was the entire start of the game was giving the ball to one guy. The whole offense was Achane.
Yeah.
Just like Arizona came in and you couldn't believe how many times they were going to give the ball or throw the ball to James Conner. Mm-hmm. That was Achane for them. And thinking about their attack, like, okay, what is Miami doing with Achane? Do you remember, like, Grandpa tell you a story about Tom Brady back in the day? So back in the day, Brady used to have these throws to Kevin Falk that they treated as the extended run game, right? That was when we started to learn about, oh, extended handoffs, where it's a pitch out and the running back is already in space with a blocker or two against defensive backs. They did that with Achane a bunch, motioning him across the formation and then throwing it to him immediately to try to get him in space. And it worked pretty well. He was the focal point of their offense early in that game, Achane was. Mm-hmm. And if he's not available, and Mostert's not available, well, then it becomes a rookie. Jalen Wright, mm-hmm. who is a rookie, and maybe if you have a dynasty format with some deep pulls, you might have Jalen Wright on your team. He is, shocker, super fast. Mm-hmm. They wanted another super fast running back, so that might be who gets it against the Bills. It's also possible they're resting anybody because it's a short week, and why would you practice? If you're a little banged up,
right.
I don't need you to practice. We're not going to have a lot of practice this week as it is.
It actually, it is worth pointing out. I'm reading about it now. That was the Bills different? The Dolphins did not actually...
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Actually practice yesterday. It was an estimation of if they had practiced, who would have practiced and who wouldn't have.
Uh-huh.
So maybe, and it's an ankle for Achane, not a hamstring. So ankle injury for him, chest injury for Mostert. They also have Jeff Wilson, I think, still on the team. But they were lining him up out wide, right? Like they were getting creative with how to use him. And he was someone that went off against the Bills last year. Like he did not play a lot last year because of injuries. This was the big thing about him in fantasy this year was when he played last year, the dude was unbelievable. Led the league in yards per carry by a mile, and all the advanced numbers, like yards over expected, he led by a mile. Like he was the best running back in football when he was on the field. But he only played 11 games. And even in those, I think he didn't really even play until like the third one or the fourth one, so it was more like 8-9 games. And the two games he had against the Bills, like he kind of went off against the Bills. They didn't do a great job of shutting him down. He went 8 for 101 and 2 touchdowns in week 4. And then in week 17, 10 for 56 in a touchdown and then a couple in the air as well. So, that's a player that was hurting the Bills last year. They just, because of the game script.
They got away from it.
They didn't really have the chance to give it to him as much. Or, right, they just got away from it on their own.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us, Jeremy and Joe. I have instant trivia that I had yesterday and we never got to. You want to do it?
Yes, let's do it.
Instant trivia comes to you courtesy of Mike Evans.
Get the mind going here before 7 a.m. Mike Evans?
Little eye-opener.
Love Mike Evans trivia.
Yep. Little eye-opener. So Mike Evans caught a couple of touchdowns, right, for Tampa.
Yep. Caught one with his legs.
Shocker. He had what?
He caught one with his legs.
That's right.
The second one, it like went through his hands and he caught it with his knees.
Yeah, into the breadbasket kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so your trivia is Mike Evans is now one of 6 players to score 95 touchdowns or more and only play for one team. So it's not, you can't have scored 95 for one team and then gone somewhere else. So okay. Jerry Rice is wrong because he played for more than one team.
Yes, he did. Three teams.
There are players that played for only one team with 95 touchdowns for that team.
Okay.
There are 5 others. Mike Evans and who?
Okay, so the first name that comes to mind is Larry Fitzgerald.
That is correct. Larry Fitzgerald, all with the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay, his name came up yesterday, and I think he only played for one team. I just don't know if he got the 95, but I'm going to guess Hines Ward.
No.
Okay, didn't get the 95. He definitely did not play anywhere else, though.
You should get one more, one and a half... Getting them all is impossible.
One more
for
that's
you.
Like a legend, kind of.
These are all legends to a degree. There's one you're never going to get. He played in the 30s.
Like Billy White Shoes Johnson.
No, he's actually the Alabama Antelope. That was his nickname. The Alabama Antelope.
The guy that
you're not going to get.
The Alabama Antelope. Now I want to really be impressive and I'll never get it. The guy that just unretired his number for the Giants, whatever his name is. Not him.
95 touchdowns, only playing for one franchise.
Michael Irvin.
These are receiving touchdowns. No.
No Michael Irvin. Okay, how about... If Jerry Rice is wrong, is Tim Brown right?
Tim Brown is not correct.
Not just for the Raiders? Okay. Is it more recent than that? A lot of these
are
guy, all over the place.
One guy is fairly... Two guys are fairly recent.
Okay. This is tougher than I thought it was.
One of them has
because it's tough to you got to get a guy that like only played for one team.
Right, Tim Brown's wrong because he went to Tampa for one season.
Oh, okay, see, right,
like you could be on this list and go off of this list
so easily. Yeah.
One guy had his son in town this week.
Oh, Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison is correct. He did it all with the Colts.
Is Reggie Wayne right?
No.
Did he play somewhere else?
I don't know, but he's not right.
Okay. Okay, Marvin Harrison. There are three more?
There are three more. A wide receiver, a tight end, and the Alabama Antelope.
A tight end. Travis Kelce?
Reggie Wynn had 82 touchdowns. No.
Antonio Gates.
Yes.
Yep.
Antonio Gates, 95-plus touchdowns for the Chargers.
Okay.
Travis Kelce has 74 career touchdowns. Two more. One a receiving legend, and one is the Alabama Antelope. We got to do this quickly, too.
Receiver.
I'll just give it to you. Receiver from the 80s, one of the best receivers of all time, especially from that era. Steve Largent.
Okay, sure.
Did it with the Seahawks. And the Alabama Antelope
Who is this guy?
Don Hutson.
Don Hutson?
Don Hutson. Those are these.
All for what team?
Green Bay.
Okay.
I think. All those guys had 95 touchdowns with one team. Receiving touchdowns with one team. Hutson is listed as an edge defensive back and defensive end. he played left end.
Uh-huh.
And
left end, and he caught 95 touchdowns.
99 touchdowns in the 30s and 40s.
Amazing. I love 30s football.
There you go. There's your instant trivia. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550. We'll chat with Sal coming up at 8. We'll chat with Chris Trapasso. CBS Sports, get his thoughts on week one, not just for the Bills, but around the league. As we chop it up on a Tuesday on a short week, Dolphins coming up. It's a big one. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.